We'll be right back with more on Dateless Dude Late Night Theater.
Do you like to be spanked? Well, I'm looking for some naughty boys who need my special brand of discipline. Just dial the number you see on the screen. And remember, kids, be sure to ask your parents' permission. Let's go!
Hello? Yes, I've been bad. Do what? Well, if I have to.
Pretty cool, bud.
That was Buck's mother. He didn't want to talk to her, so I just...
Yeah, save it for the psychiatrist, bud. Now, why don't you just go on upstairs and nick at night yourself to sleep? I need use of the couch.
I was here first. And besides, last time you and a victim used the couch, we had to deflee it. Or have you forgotten about the Lester incident?
Hey, I got a brother named Lester.
Do you?
Look, Kelly, why should you be stuck downstairs? You're 18, you can do what you want. I mean, you don't have to use the sofa or the backseat of a car. Or that dirty pile of laundry you used last night with Mongo.
No! I got a brother named Mongo!
You're right. I am an adult. I mean, why am I sneaking boys in the house? I'm not 12 anymore. Come on, let's go upstairs and play strip Nintendo, like adults.
All right!
Daddy, I'm 18 and I can do whatever I want. This is Jake.
Hi, we're going to Kelly's room. Hold my calls.
Hi, Jake. I'm sorry Kelly didn't introduce us, but before you go to the room, let me introduce you to the rest of the house. This is the end of the banister. Meet my wall. What's that, Jake? You say, how do you get out? Well, how about the door?
No, please don't.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't be a stranger. Gee, bud, judging by where he landed, I'd say I'm about 8-10 inches from my record toss of 20 feet. I believe that was,
Larry.
Hey, I got a brother named Larry.
Daddy, we have to talk. I'm 18 and I have my rights.
Well, believe her, Dad. She's heard him plenty enough. She has the right to remain silent, the right to an attorney.
Don't you have to get down on your hands and knees and call somebody? Daddy, why can't I do what I want?
Al, honey, I need my tushy wrapped.
You see what can happen when you sneak into somebody's bedroom before you're married?
Well, I want my rights in this house. And I am going to hold my breath until you understand that I am an adult. I'm holding it. I am not breathing. I'm really serious this time. I think I'm blacking out. There, I've done it. I've blacked out. Are you happy now?
She may need mouth-to-mouth, Dad. Should I call some street corner bums?
It is just those kind of inseminations that make Daddy think I'm a bad girl. Oops, I breathed. God, this is hard. How do those guys on submarines hold their breath for so long?
Pumpkin, in order for a house to be a home, only one can make the rules. And in this house, those rules are made by the man.
Yeah.
Daddy, if you won't listen to reason, then I'm just going to have to get my own place to live.
Sweetheart, threats don't work on me.
No one's rubbing my tush!
You see, I've already been to hell.
She's leaving, Al. Do you know what that means? It means we're old. Old, Al. It's not so hard for you. You've been old. I just never thought this would happen to me.
Here it comes.
Am I getting old?
How would I know? I never look at you.
Well, Dad, I guess this is au revoir. Mom, Adidas.
All right, now there, Missy. I think we played this charade a little bit too long. Now, you don't fool me for 1 minute, but look at your mother. You got her so worried, she's looking every bit her 50 years.
Sorry, Daddy, but if you won't respect me as an adult, I have no choice but to be my own mistress.
Hey, what do you mean 50? Why'd you get 50?
Well, because 100 was taken by your mother. Now, Pumpkin, let me explain something to you. Don't be fooled by Couchis over here. In the real world, you can't find a place to live without money.
I have money. $246.
She's leaving, Al. Say something to her.
Pumpkin, could you loan your old dad a couple of bucks? There's this new bowling ball I want. You know, blue with a swirl. It's only $80. You know I'm good for it.
Goodbye, Mom.
Oh! She's gone! Al, our baby's gone! Hold me!
Well, I didn't hold you when we conceived her. Why would I start now? There, there, old one.
Al, I'm really getting worried. Kelly promised that she'd call, and it's been 6 hours.
And yet you were okay when she used to go to drive-ins in a van that read Virgin Sacrifice Tour 90.
You know, not everybody in ripped jeans, no underwear, and a black hood is a bad influence, honey.
Go away, Peg.
Al, was I a good mother?
You're not even a good smoke.
Oh, Bud, my son, where are you going? Honey, don't forget a jacket.
Mom, it's 80 degrees outside.
Come here. Let me feel your head. Gee, it's kind of lumpy. I never noticed that before. Bud, was I a good mother?
You must have been. I was the only 8-month-old baby who knew how to change his own diaper.
Well, I wish you would have said something. Anyhow, from now on, I am really going to be a great mom. You'll see, we'll be just like pals.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna give you a pizza pie.
Dad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't see you rushing and helping me when I was rubbing her butt low those many years.
There's a 10 spot in it for you, Dad.
Oh, all right. Hey, leave the boy go.
But I need someone to hug.
You're on your own, son.
I'll get it.
Oh, my baby.
Mom, I'm warning you. Hello? Hi, Kelly. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell him. Bye. She got an apartment.
My little baby. Just a little, little, what a little man. Open the hanger. Here it comes.
Help me.
What are you complaining about? At least you're eating.
You'll never leave your mommy, will you?
Why would I go out with a girl my age when I can stay home and be oiled and powdered by my insane mother?
Oh, Al, what will I do when he gets too big to cuddle?
That's it. That does it for me. If you need me, I'll be upstairs writing my soon-to-be-published How to Stay Cool While Mommy Watches You Tinkle.
Pookie, can we talk?
Well, sure. I just have to mash Nana's for Bud's lunch.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you while you were emasculating our son. But, Peg, I suspect your mind, much like the lost continent of Atlantis, no longer appears on any map.
You know, Al, kids grow up so darn fast. Let's have another baby.
Gee, Peg, there's just a couple of things I'd rather do first. I'd rather dive off the Sears Tower head first into a thumbtack. Or I'd rather bait a crocodile with my manhood. Which I believe is what got me into this mess. Oh, wait a minute, but I forgot. You're as loony as a toon. So, of course, we can have another child. Oh, look, here comes our baby now. Let's call him Insano. The product of our love.
You don't even miss Kelly, do you?
Nope.
You are an unfeeling brute. I must bathe my boy. Oh, Bud, here comes Mommy. Get out the ducky spine.
I'm not an unfeeling brute. She's 18, she ought to be gone. If I didn't get to lick the mashed Nana bowl, I'd be gone too.
Today on Oprah, parents who just don't give a damn and grew old and depressed because their children left and won't talk to them.
Daddy, can I have a buddy burger?
No, honey, you've had too many already.
Then I hate you, and I'm running away forever.
Bonnie did run away into the path of a speeding truck. The moral is, have us scrape one off the grill so you don't have to scrape one off the street.
Buddy, buddy, buddy burgers made with love.
And lard.
Excuse me, Al. I'd like you to meet my new boyfriend, Sam. Al, tell Sam what you do for a living.
I sell shoes. Yes.
And how long have you been doing this?
20 years.
And finally, exactly how old are the socks you're wearing on your feet?
Not quite as old as the hair on your legs. I'm glad you're here, Mars. I have to talk to you. You know Kelly, don't you?
Blonde, pretty, her boyfriend sometimes climb into my room by mistake. Yes, I believe I know the young lady.
Well, if she had $246, she could find a nice place to live, couldn't she?
$246? Well, with money like that to throw around, you gotta figure she's either living in a big gulp cup, or she's selling her body for Pez. Why do you ask?
Well, she moved out. Think I should go get her?
Absolutely not. This is Kelly's first step towards independence. I mean, even if she's starving and freezing to death and setting a rat on fire for heat, she's still better off. I mean, if you go and rescue her, you're only going to reinforce the traditional role of female subservience to men. And that's something I find personally odious.
See some knee, babe.
So Don't worry. It may not be an easy row, but
stop there, you scamp.
But I think Kelly is perfectly capable of surviving on her own.
On her own. On her own. On her own.
Your daddy's little girl to have a precious gem is what you are, and your daddy.
So all I'm trying to say here is, with a little luck, Kelly will turn out to be as strong and independent as the woman you see before you.
Give me some lip, baby.
I'm coming, pumpkin!
Daddy!
Hi, pumpkin. I came to see how you're doing.
Well, come in.
I brought you something.
Pez?
Yeah, I didn't want you to have to do anything for him. Hey, this is some place. This. Look at that TV. Is that a cable box?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Gee, it's blowing on my neck.
It's the air conditioning, Daddy.
Oh. Oh, what else you got here? Nice. Great Caesar's ghost.
You were worried about me, weren't you, Daddy?
Move over, Kelly.
No, I'm really sorry about
that. Mustard.
I wanted to call.
Knife. Kelly, how do you afford a place like this on only $246?
Well, I'm kind of sharing the place. My roommate takes care of most of the bills.
Oh. Honey! Here! Don't you look nice. And who are you?
Well, I'm the guy that did this.
Oh! Daddy, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand. Old guy, young girl, fancy apartment, cold cuts like there's no tomorrow. I know what's going on. I'm so upset I can hardly eat this sandwich.
Daddy, what happened? Oh, Dad, meet Brooke, my roommate. You killed my daddy!
You mean you're not having an affair with my daughter?
Of course not. You really do care, don't you?
Well, sure I do. You're my little girl.
Oh. I think he's swallowing his tongue.
You know, Pumpkin, maybe we can bend a few of those old rules if you come home.
Can I have boys in my room?
Well, let's take that on a case-by-case basis. Oof! Oof! Oh. Oof! 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 Oof!
Oof! Well, obviously neutering doesn't do a damn thing.
Hi, Kel. I was just scaring off the cat that keeps calling here.
I'd either get a girl or get a caller.
Well, I guess you two will be needing the couch. Oh, Jake, on your way out, check out our file of free clinics nearby.
Thanks, Don boy.
Well, we won't be needing the couch. Dad and I have an agreement. We're going to my room.
Are you sure?
My left eye still wanders from the last one.
Don't worry, Daddy's just a big old teddy bear. Hi, Daddy. We're going to my room, as per our agreement.
Hi, Mr. Bundy. Remember me?
So long, Jake.
So long, Al.
I do believe that's a record.